The Oracle, Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello and welcome once again to your wealth class. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Today we've got, as usual, a lot to do. We'll be doing some definition of terms as far as investment is concerned. Don't change this channel, because when we come back, what we'll be saying are such that you will need to make wealth via the Nigerian capital market. I will be right back.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Please join me in welcoming our friend, our partner, Aruna Kibira. Aruna Kibira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer, Global View Capital Limited. Aruna, you are welcome.
Thank you for having me. Right.
Let's take off today by looking at the announcement in the course of last week by the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission that unclaimed dividends is now in the region of 170 billion naira. Number one, let us analyze this. We explain this so that people that are not so vast, but one way or the other, they've heard about the stock market, unclaimed dividend. What is it all about?
Well, let me start by saying that for every company, we necessarily have a registrar that will be responsible for the registrar services on behalf of that company. So when there is a declaration of dividend, that quantum of dividend is moved from the company to the registrar. And we understand when dividend were in warrants, one of the problems that was happening then is either late post or change of address.
Or even wrong address.
Or wrong address. And sometimes maybe the amount, the quantum of what is written on the dividend warrant, and even sometimes knowledge, because a number of people will just get the letter, the envelope, they don't bother to open it. They just dump it somewhere. And as far as they don't present this warrant to the bank for claim, they still continue to remain with the registrar. And in a situation where some even want to take steps to reclaim it, probably they will, you know, it was 6 months lifetime, maybe they are still. And some of them will look at, one, the rigor of going for revalidation. Two, they may believe that the cost of going for revalidation is more than what the face value of the dividend warrant. So they will go and say that. But what they don't understand is that we have like 3 million, 4 million people with that little amount, and you know what it's going to amount to. So, and when that is not claimed from the registrar, the money still remains with the registrar, at least up to when it is status bad. That's anything that is 12 years and above becomes status bad. I think that they can return back to the company that first of all moved the money to their position so that they can disburse to investors.
So now, this 170 billion apparently is not as if it is settled in just one account.
No,
apparently
it's in various registrar accounts.
Yes, I know that after a couple of years, the registrar also returned the money back to the company.
When it is status bar, because for a dividend that is about 11 years ago, if you are able to prove that you are the owner of the dividend, the registrar would be bound to pay you. So they will return that to the issuer first. Until when it is status, but that is, you can't claim it.
So it is very likely that there are some people that are potentially millionaires, but they definitely do not know that they are 5 naira, 10 naira, 20 naira, 200 naira, must have accumulated, and it is part of this 170.
It's not a PR anyway, but myself and my team at Global View Capital Limited, we have a product that we call Wealth Tracking. We help you to recover your losses, especially dividend. A number of people have been surprised. How much that they have there. Because one, if the registrar send you for 1 year and it is returned, they send you a dividend warrant for 1 year, it's returned. They send you the second year, it's returned. They will just be accumulating it. There's a number of people never really understand how much they have, what will help them.
I don't know. I would have asked you the process of recovery, but since your company has a product, please, Paradventure, particularly for those whose parents used to invest heavily in stocks when they were alive, and now your parents have passed. Or maybe during the heydays of the stock market, a friend, a family member, a church member, an association member, your old schoolmate, or anybody pushed you to buy one stock or the other. And you just decided because the market crashed, you push it somewhere and you are not bothered about what is happening. So I'm not going to be asking Aruna the process of recovering or claiming these outstanding dividends. They say 170 billion. And you know, people keep saying that things are difficult in Nigeria, money is scarce. But it might be just funny for you to know that you've got a lot of money hidden among this 170 billion. I will please suggest that you make a call to Aruna. Well, he said it is not PR. Well, he takes his time to come here. It cost him something. So his coming here is there must have been other things he could be doing, he should be doing, but he has chosen to come. So why not? I'm going to please get his number, call him. Let's even start something. It might be 5,000, it might be 200,000, it might be any amount. But again, make sure that subsequently, whatsoever, as a matter of fact, with the process now, there's not going to be issuance of warrant anymore. So you have to now strategize to ensure that your dividends come to you as expected. Now we go to the issue of clarification by the debt management office on the loans with World Bank. They say the profile of Nigeria's debt is standing at $11.7 billion. I didn't say it with all. What's the implication?
I think what the judge classifies that part of the debt is taken under IDA, International Development Association. Yes,
sure.
I think if you look at it, according to the terms, is that it is 0.75%. It can be given between 13 and 40 years. And I also understand that even at expiration, they can give you like another 7 to 10 years to pay the principal. But the question remains, the interest is low. But the question is that you are still going to pay back.
Whether
40 years or 50 years, you are still going to pay back.
As at that time, maybe your gray hair will have been more pronounced than
if my teeth will still even be standing in my mouth.
That means the country is already owing debt for our children yet.
Yes, that is just...
What's
just
the implication of that on the future of this country?
They not depend. Can we make, the other day we were saying that, can we make enough money to run the country without borrowing more? Then if we can, then that means that we just focus on the repayment of this. But if we continue to heap on it, then there is a problem.
But one thing I know about borrowing is that those that are the lenders will not bother to borrow you money if they know that you do not have the capacity to.
Did you hear that? You know, last week we heard that the IMF has given us another SDR, special draw right, to up what we can take.
that means they are confident that this is a rich country.
Yes.
That no matter what the risk they take with us, we've got the capacity to meet up with the obligations at the appropriate time, right?
So is their thinking.
Okay, so it is. I believe that those guys are experts. Let's leave that. The national statisticians is saying that Nigeria generated 512.25 billion as value-added tax in quarter two of 2021. But the country also generated 427.07 billion naira. As company tax, all right? Now, it means that the companies that are listed on the floor of the NGX and some other companies anyway, because the company they are talking about here are not restricted to those that are... But basically, there are not too many viable companies in this country that are not listed. All right? So it means that the companies are actually...
Yes, of course. And not just that they are performing. There's compliance. Mm. They are paying up. Mm. Because if they don't pay up, they will not have it.
If they are doing well, why is it a high unemployment rate in Nigeria? That means they are not really employing.
If you are trying to link it to unemployment, I believe this they are doing well. We are talking about is that they are operating at their full capacity. Mm. So which means that the number of employees that they need to run at this level, it's already on board.
All right, another borrowing here. Federal government announces 150 billion August bonds. Number one, we've done it before, but for the sake of those who were not connected then, let's just do a little bit of exposition on bonds. How profitable? What is bond?
Yeah, a bond is a fixed income instrument that represents a loan made by an investor to a borrower. It's just like an IOU, but that shows the terms of the contract. What a bond holder is supposed to be entitled to is coupon. They call it coupon when they say 50% 2035, which means the tenor. If you buy it to a bond to 2021 and it's 2035 bond, that means that you are going, if you hold it to maturity at 2035, the last quarter of 2035, you are going to get the value, face value of what you are paying plus the last coupon. Coupon is what they pay you, interest rate they pay you every 6 months. And you can trade bond in the secondary market. You can hold, when you take position in a bond, you can either stay to maturity. That stay to maturity is that you hold it and you begin to get that 13.5% every 6 months until maturity. Like I said, you will get the face value of the bond plus the last coupon. But to buy in the secondary market, the primary market, why it's a little bit difficult, you can only buy in tickets, and one ticket is 100 million. So sometimes you have to do with a number of people coming together to buy one ticket. And if you buy a ticket, then you can either exit whenever you want to because it's your decision to make. But if myself and you and one other guy combine to buy a ticket, if I want to sell, you might not want to sell. And if the other guy want to sell, two of us might not want to sell. So I think it's because of that bulk. That is why to buy bond in the primary market is a little bit upside for the retail investors. Or
right.
You can actually buy in the secondary market.
And now, Aruna, what is even the essence of investing in bonds? More so, I mean, in a country where inflation is not checked, like Nigeria, we see double-digit inflation. So as at the time you'll be getting the full value of your bonds back, would inflation not have eroded the value of the money? Why not stock? Why are we talking about
it? You know, I think one of the reasoning is that 2035 is very far from here. We have experienced a number of change of government. Chances are that things will have worked better and we see inflation under two digits and then maybe exchange rate will not
in Nigeria
can come down as low as 192.
the way to know what will happen most probably in another 10 years is to look at 10 years previous.
Another thing again is that, you know, I think we briefly talked about it last, that when government begin to come to the market, they will crowd out the private sector. So it is this borrowing that set the pace. And, you know, the more the bond market is bullish, it has a negative effect on the equities market.
Okay.
But you know that is secular flow of income, the same income that is moving from capital market to bond market to money market.
When the bond market is active, equity markets definitely cannot be active. It is most unlikely that the two markets will remain equally active at the same level at the same time. But again, we'll still find time to talk more about bonds. The little we've been able to touch on today, I think, it's a little bit of guide. We will also continue to build on it. I want to say a very big thank you to Aruna Kebira, who is always with us. I've got to go, but another time, I'm sure I'll be here live and direct with you until then. I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, circulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabinjo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.